So let me get to some vacations at your own risk. It is the summertime here. People are hoping to get away. Reading this, you know, you hear all these things. Well, shark attacks or shark bites are so rare. They rarely, I mean, yes, if you compare all the people in all the oceans of the United States, they're rare. But I didn't like what I was reading with this story. And this is coming from researchers at Tides Charts, a leading tide forecasting platform, are warning travelers to steer clear of the 10 dangerous beaches. What makes the beaches risky to hang out at? Shark attacks, surf-related deaths, hurricanes, of course. The Tide Chart team carefully analyzed over 500 shorelines in the U.S. and determined that Florida has the most frightening beaches. New Smyrna Beach snagged the number one spot on the list, with a score of 76.92 out of 100, where 100 is the most dangerous. The Tide Chart team said that the beach, which lies on the northeastern side of Florida, is the most likely to get hit by brutal hurricanes because of its location. Well, that makes sense. That really doesn't make the beach dangerous. It just makes, you know, the weather unpredictable. And to make matters worse, this coast has earned itself the title of the shark bite capital of the world. Since it has the highest likelihood of shark attacks, New Smyrna Beach also experienced 12 surf fatalities between 2010 and 2024. Doesn't really sound like a lot. I mean, one a year. Surfing's rough. Coming in number two on the terrifying list is Laguna Beach. With 76.75, this Panama City beach on the shore of the Panhandle had the most surf-related deaths, 39 to be exact, of all the analyzed beaches, in addition to 9 shark attacks. So, Panama City Beach, 9 shark attacks. Popular tourist destination Daytona Beach, just north of New Smyrna Beach, came in third on the list with a score of 64.47, thanks to the beach's powerful currents and riptides. There have been 27 reported surf deaths and almost 70 shark attacks. Daytona Beach, 70 shark attacks. Now, Daytona Beach is a popular beach. I'm sure there's a lot of people there. So is it sheer numbers? Are they minor attacks, major attacks? But when I heard the numbers, I, you know, started thinking twice. I remember being in Orange Beach and in Pensacola, and you're standing there in waist deep water, and all of a sudden, 4 or 5 foot shark swims by. Water's pretty clear, so you could see it clear as day. When we were in the bay in Orange Beach, there's a little island there. There were hammerheads all over the place, and you're playing. You just, you know, kind of wade back away from them, but there are sharks around, by no doubt. Beware of Miami Beach lovers. The coast ranked number 4 with a 46.49 score, 13 related deaths, and almost 20 shark attacks. And some India Atlantic Ocean Beach Park might be considered the smallest beach boardwalk in the world, but it sure is mighty. The hazardous beach earned itself a score of 44.64 with 9 surf fatalities and 30 shark attacks. So your top 10, New Smyrna Beach in Florida, Laguna Beach in Florida, Daytona Beach in Florida, Miami Beach in Florida, India Atlantic Beach Boardwalk in Florida, Cocoa Beach in Florida, Palm Beach in Florida, Miramar Heights Beach in Florida, Cape Canaveral in Florida, and Jupiter Beach Park in Florida. Those are the most 10 most dangerous beaches. I'd look into who wrote this article because I guarantee you they're from California. no doubt there. And if you've ever been to the Pacific, if you have ever been to the ocean in the Pacific, it is a different animal. It is cold. It's really cold. Just like, when you're up in the Cape Cod, Nantucket area, Boston area, the beaches up there, Hull, that water's pretty cold too. Until you get to the middle of the summer. Then it is at least tolerable, but still way too cold. But that being said, if you're going on vacation this year, beware. Make sure you have knowledge of your riptides, the undertows, the currents, and sharks. because absolutely no doubt. I was down on Virginia Beach last year. I stepped on a stingray or something like that. Scared the hell out of me, but it thankfully didn't whack me. But those are the those are some of the crazy beaches there. If you're planning on going somewhere this summer, let us know what beach you're going to. I got to figure out where we're going to go. Probably Virginia Beach, but we'll figure it out. I'm watching the news now, and this New York controller who's running for mayor, who was arrested today by ICE for obstructing federal agents. Listen, tell me you're losing an election and you want attention without telling me you're losing an election and want attention. This guy's following the playbook of the California senator that was out in Kristi Noem's press conference, where ICE agents walked up to this illegal immigrant in a courthouse, and this guy locked his arm with him and refused to let it go. And they tried to separate him. They told him to stop obstructing. They physically made them pry him off of him, locking arms. He resisted further, kept pushing against the law enforcement. This video of it, so you can see it. It's clear obstruction. And he was arrested. Good. But make no mistake, this was all about attention, because he's running for mayor and probably in fifth or sixth place, and wants attention. You know, he thinks there is a segment of New York that will gravitate towards him because of this, and he knows that, and it's just why he did it. Because there's no consequences. Yeah, he was arrested. He'll be slapped with a ticket or a fine, but watch the video for yourself. It's clearly obstruction. And thankfully, he was arrested, and hopefully it continues.